It's very, very important. This whole avoda that we're learning about in this parak, which is old-fashioned precious restraint, that with all of the beautiful and advanced avodas in kedushas achila, precious to be able to restrain, to hold oneself back. This is only according to each person's madrega, obviously, and his matzav in life. Look at nun vav; it's a very important ha'ara. Well, if I'm nitzoch le marchal mitzuyam, kedei l'sameches libo. Sometimes a person's a little bit down. Just and a simple thing like having one of his favorite foods will be misameches libo. And it's a choshuva thing. Sometimes, many times over the years, I've suggested to women who are going through a difficulty, you know, to go get yourself a dress, go to the mall, you know, go buy something, and to a guy, you know, get something to eat. And if you tell the girl to get something to eat, she gets more depressed. I mean, she'll eat it anyway, but she gets depressed if you talk about food. But with the guy, you say, get something, you know, get yourself something like to eat. And with the girl, get something that you like to wear. Lechem lechol beged lil boish. No, that's what Yaakovino is for, right? Lechem lechol beged lil boish. Food to eat and clothing to wear. And sometimes a person needs that. It's a little bit kedei l'sameches libo. Obviously, he's not talking about a whole big thing, but to have something lefi matzav, a person according to his matzav, it's a small inyan. That could bring sometimes a little thing like that could take a person out of some dikaon, could help him a little bit with something that's just he's not in the best mood and he enjoys to have something to eat something, he'll enjoy it. So then that's adrab. That's not avod in the mitzvah of simcha. Simcha is a huge mitzvah. And it's if that could be misamech es libo, lefi matzavo. Hine im beemes mekarven lechol amanas lesmoch betovoso shel Hashem esboch. And it's so simple because if that person doesn't have anything in mind, he just goes to eat something. You know, he gets himself his favorite milkshake or something. So then, okay, it's okay, it's nice. But if he has in mind that he's doing this to be misameach es libo because he's a yid and he wants to have more simcha in his life and he's thankful to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then he takes something which was a kleinigkeit and he makes it into a tremendous thing and he makes it into a huge mitzvah. And it's the easiest and most honest thought to have, to just be grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to remember that. L'smach b'tovos l'Hashem esboch, ein zeh beged ma'isvus. Now Hashem gave us something so simple that can sometimes help us, you know, be in a little bit of a better mood. So then that's not the gather of maestros, which means, you know, having things that are not necessary extra. It is necessary. It's necessary to lift you up a little bit, and that's okay. Obviously, one has to be very careful when it comes to fooling oneself in this Indian. You know, there are people that seem to need a lot of cheering up when it comes to eating. And that self-deception is very, very... Yeah, that self-deception is very, very easy to slip into that self-deception. Someone has to daven to Hashem to show him the way that's true and to be honest and so on. Get back on top. Therefore, as it is with all in Yoni Avodas Hashem, you should not look at or take any interest or pay attention to what other people are doing. Everybody has their own inyan. Each person has to make his own gedorim according to his madrega and his matzav. Each person has to have his own klolim, his own guidelines, what to eat, what to drink. And what's considered to be an extravagance, something that's not necessary. Lefi madrigoso, each person according to his madrega. We'll come back to the note in a minute. I'm sorry. And everybody's different with this. Mashaitzel echad ze mitzvah, you're talking she'etzel chaveira aveira. But for one person, it could be a mitzvah to eat. For another person, that could be an aveira. Ola klal hu, she'esh mitzvah da'araisa shakadoshim to you. But the general klal is that we have to remember that there's a mitzvah from the Torah of kadoshim to you. Of kadoshim to you. She'tzarech lekadosh etzatzma mutlo, that even when it comes to things that are kosher, tzarech lekadosh etzatzma mutlo. I was telling this to somebody who called me last week. I don't think he was so happy with what I told him. That he's been calling me like for an update about certain restaurants in the neighborhood for the past 6 months. Every 2 weeks he's been calling me for an update if he's allowed to eat in this restaurant. And I said to him, like, why? You don't have to call me each time about this restaurant or that. There are two or three restaurants that, you know, there's a whole hack about and a whole tumult about this heksher. And they've been asking me to talk about it publicly, and I'm not going to talk about it publicly. I don't care how many times they ask me to. I said, listen, what are you so? He said, it's a very good place, and that he likes to take wings, chicken wings, and all this. So I said, so get some chicken wings in a different place. What do you have to? What are you getting? So what is it? The Dafke, this place, these two places. Kilu, there's nowhere in the five towns. There must be at least 20, 30 restaurants in the five. I mean, maybe more. I don't even know. There are all these restaurants over here. So it's not your favorite food. I said, so accept that. I said, instead of being so worried about those chicken wings, so take that upon yourself that this isn't any nutritious that you're doing. I don't know. I'm not saying it's not kosher. It is kosher. It's not kosher. And even if something is kosher, that's what it means, kadoshim to you. So then take that as a project of kadoshim to you. In the meantime, until everything is cleared up and everybody's happy and you could have Kentucky Fried Chicken, whatever you want. In the meantime, take that as an avoda of kadoshim. Instead of thinking of being angry and upset that you can't have your favorite food and this is the restaurant you always like to go to, so then be mekadosh this and take it. This is an Indian right now that you an avoda of kadoshim to you. That my avod of kedushim to you is that I'm that lekovet ha rabbanim lekovet ha what hakadosh baruch hu. I'm not gonna eat in that place, and stop getting so upset about it and worked up over it. There's plenty of food. Thank God you have what to eat. And people are so nervous about these things, get so upset about these things. So you don't have this. So you eat someplace else. There's plenty of places to eat. And if somebody asks you, did I say my opinion? Because, what did I express my opinion about this issue? I don't know if you even know what I'm talking about. So, did I express my opinion about this issue? You can tell them that this is what I said. That they should eat, that they should stop thinking about food so much. That's my opinion. That every person in his own life can make a decision how to even mekadosh himself in achila that should be with precious, in achila the kedusha, and so on. Mitzarech ma'od ma'od lihizar. Shlo likfreitz madregis. I want us to be very, very careful not to jump ahead with madregis in this inyan, to start taking upon oneself all kinds of precious that he's not ready for, and that in the end is going to backfire. Everybody has to be careful not to jump madregis. Lo likfreitz yoyseh madregis. Vezek klal gadol b'chol avodas Hashem yisbarach. That, of course, is a klal gadol in all of Avodas Hashem. U'choshev b'myuchad b'nyonei ha'prisha me'hagashmiyas. And especially when it comes to this mitzvah, prisha from gashmiyas, both when it comes to eating, and when it comes to inyonim of a husband and wife, that things should be done in a way that's healthy, that's normal, especially in that inyon, because then there are two people involved, not one person. Everything has to be done with seichel, and with knowing one's own madrega. Even though throughout one's life to grow stronger and stronger and to have an aliyah in this avoda of kedushas achila, madrega madrega. Avolo yachtov bekoach. But when it comes to madregas in avodas Hashem, lo yachtov bekoach. You don't grab something bekoach. You don't force yourself in a way. Of course, you have to a little bit. You have to coerce yourself. You have to push yourself, but you have to be careful that it shouldn't be lo yachtov bekoach. that you're not holding by this at all, and that it requires tremendous koach, tremendous strength. Again, we're talking about things that are mutter, remember that. When it comes to something that's also, yachta b'koach, you can't do things that are also. And when it comes to things that are also, no matter how hard it is, yachta b'koach, there has to be b'koach. But when it comes, we're talking about things that are mutter, food that's kosher, relationships, that a relationship that's permitted. You have to be careful with these things, l'yachta b'koach. It has to be in a way that's gradual, la'at, in a way not l'yachta b'koach. Madregas gavosh, she'en en shayochas adayin elov. Not to be chayta b'koach, madregas, you're not really shayach to those madregas yet. You're not holding by those madregas. Kim yinase l'fraj yoyesem yidai, because if you're trying too hard to be pyresh, yipol, you can end up falling backwards. You can end up being worse than before. Aliyala la'at la'at basulam aliyah, gradually on the ladder of aliyah. Mitzad sheni, madrega sheshayeches elav, however, mitzad sheni, when it's a madrega that you are shayech to. It's a madrega that's not very hard, it's uncomfortable, but it's a madrega that you're ready for. Yochas ba b'chozek u'b'toykev, then you should grab onto it b'chozek u'b'toykev, strong and consistent. V'yilachem b'yetzah haru sh'reitz l'hapila mimena, and to fight against the Yetzirah that's trying to take that madrega away from you. It's time for you to move on. It's time for you to move on to this madrega, and you should go for it and do it. But terutzim, not to use terutzim shayna, what kinds of terutzim? Kima shekibel al atzmo, tzarech li'ilachem al zeh b'kol koichem. You have to think carefully. If this is something that's shayach to you, and it would be an aliyah for you, and it's not too extreme, then you should take it upon yourself, and you should do it once you're makabel it. You should do it and be in that melchama. I'll call ze b'kol koicha, with all of your koichas. With all of your koichas. V'aderach hanachonahi, shetomid yitba me'atzmo, rak madrega k'tanan. What the tzaddikim taught is that a person should demand of himself only that next small madrega. That next small madrega. Not some sort of a huge thing. We're talking about capricious, some things that are permitted. Just the next small madrega. Shiyuch alamad ba. V'yismach kishihigia elah. And even though it's a small madrega of improvement in precious, you should be besimcha when you do that. And when you've achieved that, you should feel tremendous simcha. And through that simcha, that feeling of simcha that you have, that's going to strengthen you to move forward gradually with new madregas in this avoda. Something else, just before we talk about this a little bit more, you shouldn't discuss it with other people. It's something that should not be discussed. One can talk to one's wife about it, but if you start talking to people about it already, it's not a madrega. It's not called an aliyah madregas. It's called an aliyah and gaiva and yeshus. You understand? When it comes to any avod and kedusha, you don't talk to other, unless you have to talk to your rabbi about it, something like that, but you don't talk to other people about it. Say, by the way, this is something that I'm working on. If it's a matter of giving chizik to somebody, and l'shem shemaim, you feel that by you sharing this with him, that it's something that you're working on, and we could both work on this like a friend of yours, and it's a good thing that we could work on, so then adrabah, that's a mitzvah. But stop to talk to a person nobody else should know about. Nobody else should know about what your mulchamas are, what your avaydas are. That's a personal thing. Bezu eitza amuka. And this is a very deep eitza, to constantly demand from oneself small improvement steps, madregas. Ke'elu shetoyv ha-me'atzma madregas ha-rechoykes me'hasagosa. Those people demand of themselves madregas that are very, very big madregas, that are really not where they're holding. They got all excited about some shiur, or they heard that somebody is doing this, and they want to also have this asaga. Machmir al atzam yoyisem idai zeh ba mitzad ha-yetzahar. Such chumras come from the yetzahar. Mechlal, the post can talk a lot about the whole inyan of chumras, and when and how, One has to be very careful with chumras. Yeah.
On this other thing, I thought we learned in the Nemach Shana Tova all these years ago that if you have a small chavraya where different people work.
Yeah, no, that's the same thing. If it's a chavraya of avoda, then they share everything with each other. No, that's something else. I'm talking about stam, if a person doesn't have that. But if it's a chavraya of a b'nei machshava toiva chavraya, that's a big thing to discuss that and go back and forth, and each one to talk about where he's holding, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Shiroitz lahapilim ba'atzos. So what does the Eitzahar gain by a person jumping madregas? It's obvious. He gains that which is most dear to the Eitzahar, which is the Eitzahar's favorite inyan, which is atzos, sadness and depression. Sadness. That's the Yetzirah's biggest nitzachon, is when the person gets down and becomes sad. And he might not be able to, what happens when it comes to these chumras is the person won't even attribute it to that chumra. He won't know why he's down. He doesn't even know why he's down. He's thinking it's this, he doesn't know what it is, something's wrong. He's not sure what it is, why is he upset? You know, and it could be because of something that he's doing that's not his madrega, he's not holding by it yet, and he took upon himself something, and it's not the right thing for him at that point. And it's a very subtle thing, and that could be the cause, that could be, even a small little thing like that, can be behind a person's atzus. She klipa she'en kedugmasa, and of course, atzus is a terrible, terrible klipa. It's a terrible klipa. And it's a tach, and as you all know, we've spoken about so many times over the years. Tach shalavad shalach hashem lagav b'simcha b'tuv leivav. Even though that the Arizal taught and the Rabbi Aaron Kalina and the Tzaddikim taught that even though it doesn't say in the Torah an iser of atzus of sadness, but it's the shorish of all avos. So very often the Yetzahara will be working to try to get a person to go after a madrega and kedusha that's not his. He's not holding by that, and by doing that, the person falls into some sort of a dikaon, some depression or some sadness, and then as a result of that, there's a mapola that he has from their isis and their abundance. Then the whole system gets messed up. When a person's ba'atzvus, then the whole system. Again, we're not talking here about averus. We're talking about precious things that are mutter. Right? When it comes to an aver, a person has to fight against Atzus and fight against the Aveir. But when it comes to Precious, the person has to know to be careful that if it's something which he's not holding by, it could very well be that this Madrega that he's looking for right now is something he read in the Sefer, he heard in the Shir, that it's not his. And also when it comes to things in learning, when a person sets for himself certain goals in learning, which is a huge thing that all these in the yeshivas we've said over and over and over again, and we were indoctrinated in a very strong way with this inyan when it comes to learning, that oftentimes there are people who are not holding by that. They have certain, you know, like when we were in yeshiva, the Simchas Torah, by, you know, to auction off the learning, and there was like the weakest guy in yeshiva, and he says, you know, Bava Basra, and you think, oh no, this is like, this is not a good thing, you know, that this guy is, you know, he bought Bava Basra for Simchas Torah because he's not holding by Bava Basra, this guy. And that's not gonna work for him in his avodas Hashem. And a person has to know himself when it comes to learning. Of course, to, like everything else, to be constantly working, constantly increasing one's she'ifas, but knowing one's madregas, knowing one's limitations when it comes to learning, the time that he has and the ability that he has to be able to learn something that should be within his reach, and slightly beyond one's reach. Slightly beyond one's reach. That's where a person goes, slightly beyond. Not something which is, even though we've all read a million stories about how, you know, this person was not the Bal Madrega in learning, and then he took upon himself to finish the Bavli. These are all nice stories. Most of these stories do not have good endings. The ones in the books have nice endings. And the ones that they make into you know, movies, maybe, those have nice endings. But generally, nice Erlich Yidden, the way of Avoda is to try to make every tkufa in life to have some she'ifas, to move forward in a gradual way, in a small way. It doesn't have to be anything grand. And again, it should not be dafka publicized unless it's to give chizik. That's why even when it comes to this whole Indian of Siyumim, I've spoken about this before, each person according to his Madrega, when it comes to Siyumim, for some people that to give Chizik, you know, the Torah Siyum, it's, there's an Indian when it comes to Avodas Hashem of Tzniyas, and not everything has to be, I'm not talking about a wife and children, but that's a very important thing to Mechazik, the family, but it doesn't mean that every time you finish a Pasuk, you have to have all your friends come over, you understand what I'm saying? And Bechlal, with this Indian that became also very, very big in the last few years, very, very big. Now it fills stadiums, but it became very, very big, this whole Indian of Grand Siyumim. It started in camp, in summer camp, that they used to make, or in yeshivas, and they used to make like a Grand Siyum, which is a way of giving Bachram some chizik that they should, in their learning. But then it caught on to the general public. Again, I'm not saying it's not a mitzvah, I don't say that. I'm saying that Siyumim is bad, or Siyum is against the Torah. You know, things get taken completely out of context. I'm saying it's also an inyan of tzniyas and common sense when it comes to these things, how to do it. It's not always a mitzvah. And then setting that as a goal to make a Siyum because you want to impress your friends because other people made a Siyum. You want to impress your family or something because other fathers or other people make a Siyum. That's something that again could cause chalila, an atzvus or a falling away of a person not holding by that madrega when it comes to learning. Small madregas moving forward in a way that's tsanua, that was always a healthy program. I told many times that my father Shom told me he never heard in Europe of these siyumim. He says the people, but he never saw in Europe. He said, we finished Masechtas. He said that his father went through Shas, my grandfather went through Shas, that a Chevra Shas, they learned together until the war. All the years they're learning together, they went through Shas 7 times. This Chevra Shas. He says, they never had parties. I remember. They said, Hadron Lach, and then they started again. That was the whole thing. Maybe they were poor, they didn't have parties to make. People like not to make parties. It's a, you know, anything that happens now, party! You know, right away, food! You know, what? It could be, but my father said he doesn't remember, and he says they were always learning, the Jews. They were learning and make things and make parties. It's also an avodah with sneeze. But again, that's something that's mesameach you, and it gives you a chizik and so on. Say that. But everything has to be mesameach in the right way, at the right time. But the Yetzer Hara is, when it comes to mitzvahs, and when it comes to precious, when it comes to Nyanam of Kedusha, there's always that Yetzar that you have to watch out for. It could be that this is not you, that you're just imitating somebody, and it's not where you're holding, it's not a good thing. Od Yesh L'da'atz, to know. Sha'afil l'sh'os l'lechas acha kol taivas libo. That even though, of course, a person can't just go after his taivas, whatever he wants and desires, Tzarech Ligdo talking, but again, not only in Yisurim, but even the things that are permitted. But Tzarech Ligdo is Atzim, and Kolmokom Liyah said, Zeh Ba'ofen Shel Hakpada. Liyah said, Zeh Ba'ofen Shel Hakpada. What does that mean? You shouldn't do this in a way of Hakpada. Hakpada. Tainu. Shel Yivdo Kol Dovah Shemachlis Lepiv Imul Tzarech Halo. Not to live a life. Again, you see this in certain old Svarim. Every single thing that you put into your mouth to ask, am I, should I have this or not have this? This is like, you know, for the OCD, however, this is like, you know, do I eat this? Is this too much? Is this not? This is not talking about every single piece of food that you eat, how to think. It means a way, but often clearly, a way of life in general, not to have all these hakpadas with every single thing that you're putting into your mouth. Because when you're living in that kind of a way, in that way of dikdukim, dak, ad ein nivdak, when you live in that way, it very often brings a person to a place of atzus, and it plays into certain things that when I said OCD, it plays into certain, there are different madregas of all of these things that people have, and it plays into certain things that might be wrong, might be not healthy for you in your own personality. And a lot of times this stuff with chumras, it has to do with personality, not with God, not with Yiddishkeit. And you could be playing into something that has nothing to do with Avodas Hashem. It's just a matter of something that's unhealthy in your personality. and this is your, you know, all of your digdukim, and all these digdukim, it's like I always use the marshal, you know, the person that now people have ways, but it used to be, you know, you have somebody that will talk for 45 minutes about an alternative way of getting someplace that will save you two lights. You know, what I'm talking about? Like a life of digdukim, that life of tzimtzum and digdukim and cheshbonos. People with a million cheshbonos over everything. Anything that they do in their house, or anything that they do in their lives, there's all kinds of digdukim and cheshbonos, and all kinds of svaras and hakpadas. These people are usually the ones to say also when it comes to their kids and their wives, they also have digdukim and cheshbonos, every single thing, you know. The lights on, the lights off, and the air conditioner on, the air conditioner off, and digdukim and digdukim of everything in their house is like this and like that. And that whole life of tzimtzumim and digdukim, which comes from the Midas Adin, which usually spells atzvus and all kinds of things. Sounds familiar? It's a Yekish Amida.
It's a friend that knows a friend.
He's a Polish. He's just spent a couple of years over there, but it's a Yekish. There isn't an Indian of that Yekish guy, and when a person's be'emes a Yekish, so then they have a certain hanhaga and that the old Yekish are the most elegant people in the world, and they use it in the way of kedusha. But when it's just because of a midas hanefesh, and not because of what the tzaddikim taught of how to live a certain way, it's just a certain midas hanefesh, it could become very, very depressing and very dangerous. And even if you're not depressed by it, your wife and kids can't stand it. So if you're not getting depressed by it because you're just like you're happy yak or something, and you know, life is great because you know I'm never 30 seconds late or 30 seconds early. So that's fine, but that doesn't necessarily spell a great marriage or, you know, a great model for parenting. And I'm not talking about when it comes to Zmani Tefillah, v'chuli v'chuli, you understand? Because you have to be very Yakish when it comes to Zmani Tefillah, and when it comes to Dvar Mishav Kedusha, when it comes to Seder learning, everything has to be. That's what we're talking about on Sunday, with the Midah of Yesod, everything has to be Yakish we're talking about Dvar Mutarim, you understand? It's also to come late to Davin. It's also to come late to your Seder and learning. We're talking about Dvarim that are Mutarim, the eating and different things, you know, that are Mutar, and it's just, Dikdukim and Dinim, is a person brings upon himself and the family all kinds of Dinim with all kinds of Yekishkeit. You know, you have to be very careful with that stuff. It brings the Yetzahara with Atzus, and other people become nervous in the house. And your kids grow up in a house where they're feeling all everything, digdukim and daddy, tati, abba is like a person that's always watching everything and everything, you know, at the table and how to sit at the table. We have the kid that, how come he doesn't buy zmiris? He goes to the couch and he reads a comic book or something by zmiris, and the father says, General Patton tells you have to be by, you know, you have to be by the table. It's not Bekovet Dik, it's not Shabbos Dik. All these things, that, you know, your kid grows up in West Point, it's the first second he can get free, that's all he's waiting for, is I get away from this nut, get out of this place, and that's not good. It's all kinds of dinim and digdukim, it's not a way to raise children, it's not a way to live. It generates a certain atmosphere of choshech, of darkness, and of sadness. It's just instead of, and homes where there's an openness, and a simcha, and a little less hakpadas, not so many hakpadas, you know, with what kids, with how spending money, and how many people with the money, people are cheap, and they have all kinds of digdukim with money, how much their wives can spend, and how much a kid, you know, to get something. Of course, people have to be careful with what they spend and so on, but you have people that even when they can afford it, they have all kinds of digdukim with their wives, not to go here, not to spend that, and everything is with a cheshbon, and the wives live with a cheshbon. It might help you when it comes to your budget, but you're losing your wife. Over the years, those people, they lose their wives. Just the cheapness and the smallness, cutness of moichin, and it brings a depression in the house, and people to live a life of hakpadis and dinim. It's not a good life. It's better to I'm not talking about borrowing money, that's a better thing. But it's better to be more open and to be easy with mamanis and not to worry so much about things and to let the kid get something extra or a wife to buy something extra. Again, everything has to be within reason. It was seichel. Some people are married to, you know, there are people who are addicted to shopping and things like that. Something else. There's a different kind of a machle. These are, you know, I'm talking about in a normal way. To with a harchava, to live in a way of harchava. You like this. You know, a wife shouldn't have to be afraid that the husband's watching if she spent an extra $10, didn't spend it. It's not to live that way. It's a way of digdukim and chumris. These are all things that are mutter. It's not we're not talking about isurim. So, but to create a feeling in the house of harchava and simcha, not the way of dinim and digdukim. It's a lot of tzaras that come from that. Therefore, each person has to know himself. He has to know himself. But the ikur is that it shouldn't be with all kinds of akipadis. The Rishon wants Jews to be besimcha. He wants them to be happy. And when it comes to inyanim and gashmi, it's not again, nothing that's also. When it comes to inyanim and gashmi, it should be besimcha. And the kids, they like the certain foods, or the wife likes certain things to have, so a kid likes to have a certain tchotchke. So, rachava, even when it comes to things that are mutter, for a child to play a little bit on the computer, our parents always talk to me about these things. Like, I'm not talking about dvar masurim, but things that are mutarim. Not to go with all kinds of dikdukim, to be a little bit, you have to be careful because all their friends, you have to be careful with these things, not to be a medakdek, to be too. Because you want something for your kid, which is a good thing, but in the end, you can lose much, much, much more than that. You have to be very careful. Well, you have fathers and mothers that every single thing the kid does, where the kid goes, what the kid does, says, where, and the kid says this word or that word, and they'll consider digdukim and halach as the kid is growing up, like living in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's just, you end up losing more than you gain. That child, Chalila, might not want to have anything to do with davening. And I always say to the parents, leave with the davening. Don't bother them with the davening. Not to daven. Not to get up if they don't want to. Make a whole inyan about it. I'm not talking about 18-year-olds and 20-year-olds. I'm talking about kids. Leave them alone on Shabbos. Not to hack them with the davening and the whole thing. Once the daven davens, the one who daven doesn't have to daven. So you're making a whole inyan about it. Where does it say that a 6-year-old has to go to shul or a 7-year-old? Who said? Where? Well, you have to go to shul. It could be a mitzvah not to bring him to shul. He just comes there and he makes a balagan. He doesn't want to even be there. But you make all kinds of rules for the kid. That because you want your kid to be a frum kid, especially you have a lot of this you see by the Balei Tshuva. The Balei Tshuva, all they want is that they want to have like a frum family because they never had that. So they want everything to be like... a lot of the Balei Tshuva, they make all kinds of rules and regulations because they didn't grow up with it, and they're not quite sure what the healthy balance is. So a lot of the Balei Tshuva I've seen over the years, they have all kinds of chumras. You know, my kid is going to be a tzaddik because I didn't grow up with it, so I want my kid's going to be the frumest kid in the block and the frumest kid in the family because I wasn't. So you want your kid to somehow, you're living vicariously in yeshiva through your kid, so you want your kid to be the frumest kid. And in the meantime, you see that your kid doesn't want to do anything because your frumkeit that you have, your dream of frumkeit you put onto your kid because you didn't have that growing up. Now you want your kid to be the frumest kid, and then in the end, your kid doesn't have anything to do with the Yiddish guy. He'd rather be like his cousin who's not even Jewish or something. Chas v'shalom. You have to be very careful. Just be careful with all of these, especially now. It's not like it used to be. In the past, you can get away with all kinds of things, chumris and digdukim. Because there was a general avira in the world of digdukim and chumris. The world bechlal was in all kinds of chumris. Even by people that weren't religious, or l'havdil people that were not Jewish, there was a certain lifestyle of chumras. But it's not like that anymore. So you have to be careful that what you want for your kid is a very beautiful thing. You want your child to go in the right way, but there's a way to get to the right way. And if you're going to have, it's not the way of dinim and digdukim. That's not how they get to the right way. So you have to look the other way with a lot of things, just not to. Make a deep, big deal about it, just look the other way. Because then it ends up that the house is a place of atzvus, and the kids are not happy to be home, and they just want to get away from the house, and they want to be with their friends that are doing with this and they're doing that, and they start getting into things that are not good, chas v'shalom. instead of wanting to be in the house, if they want to be home. If Shabbos is enjoyable, Shabbos is pleasurable, and they don't have to think, you know, they look up and they see Paro standing over them, you know. So you don't want to be Shabbos with Paro, you understand? So you don't want to be in the house. You want to go away. And then these same parents always upset. How come my kid doesn't want to be with us? How come he wants to go? How come she wants to go away? Why would anybody want to be there with you? You make it so uncomfortable. The kid doesn't want to worry about the father coming here at, you know, at 8:15 or something. You have to get up. You have to go to shul. Doesn't want to. So he's rather be someplace else. It's more fun someplace else. I'm not saying that it's hefka. You understand? Please don't take this. It's not hefkeres. And children need to have, there needs to be a seichel in a child's life. All of that stuff that we talk about. That has to be a seichel. And a lot of the Bali Tshuva, this inyan is a big problem with a lot of the Bali Tshuva. It's not a seichel. Because they didn't have that seichel of Kedusha. It's not a matter of intelligence. They're smart. It's not intelligence. They didn't have a certain seichel of Kedusha that they were raised with. That I was talking a little bit about my father, Lashem, last week. It's a certain, when you're comfortable with your Yiddishkeit. And Bali Tshuva were not raised with Yiddishkeit, and generally they're not comfortable with it. It's a second language. And whenever it's a second language, there's a certain awkwardness with the second language. So when that awkwardness oftentimes plays out with their wives and kids, with all kinds of chumras. Again, I'm not talking about things that are awesome, remember. But it comes with all kinds of chumras. And the wife, if she herself is a Bali Tshuva, she doesn't know. She doesn't know. She didn't see it at her own parents' house, so she doesn't know. It's us. It's mutter. It's mitzvah. And the husband comes home and says, "No, you know, you're not allowed to have gebrochs. I heard that the gebrochs is us." And they're not holding by gebrochs in this family. They're not ready for that. And you know, whatever it is, or chalv yisrael, whatever you understand, whatever it happens to be, the chumrah of the month. It's not, and it could end up causing all kinds of atzus. But the Baal Tshuva, and not just about, but very often the Baal Tshuva wants to have the highest standards. He wants it's going to be. Plus, you know, 5-star Yiddishkeit, which is beautiful and it's very, very noble, except your wife and kids hate you. So what did you get? It's not the Yiddishkeit. The house is a dark house. And then when it's not good with the wife, it's not good with the children, then you yourself start wondering, what was this whole thing that I became from 15 years ago, and what do I have from it? My kids are not from, my wife doesn't want to keep Shabbos. She's starting to put on the clothes that she used to wear 20 years ago, and you get the story. And this is not uncommon, by the way. This whole picture that I'm talking about. It's not uncommon. I'm not even exaggerating. I deal with this stuff with a lot of families over the years. To be with seichel and to ask and seichel d'kedusha and besimcha and slowly each person in the family to know where your kids are. And if they're not ready, if they're not holding by that. And this is with the hats and the jackets and the clothing and the tzuras and levush and all kinds of things. Crazy things that they made that into somebody made these things into one of the Yud Gimli Karim, you know, to wear Shmoyne Begodim, and for a kid to be forced to wear certain things because that person wants his kid to look frum. What's it for? Is it a frumkeit? Is it a frumkeit? You want your kid to look like the frumest kid. Your kid has to go like that. That's your opinion. That's because of your ego. It's not because of your child. He's the same Jew if he wears a hat, he doesn't wear a hat. It's because of your frumkeit. There's no din that he has to go like that. I'm not talking about sneers with a girl. That's a bit different. You have to be careful with that. That's something I'm talking about. It's time with the levushim. There's no din like that. He has to go like that. So you want your family to look a certain way. It looks nice. You want the bar mitzvah. You want in the pictures. It should look like we have a frum family and all of that stuff. It's for what? And the kid's not ready for it, and he's not holding by it, and Stamba gets him upset, and he's not happy. And then from that, instead of you're worried about how he wears a hat, or wears his tzitzis out, or he wears a white shirt or something, and you're makbid with all those things, in the end, you could be losing Shabbos and tefillin and kashrus. For what? For what? For a colored shirt? For a shirt with a stripe or a white shirt? Or whatever. For what? For what? And it's bad enough he gets hacked for this all day and night where he's in yeshiva, and he gets home. It's not the inyan of avodas Hashem. It's time for a person's own ego to make oneself happy. Has nothing to do with the kid. You have to be very careful with all these akpadas. A person should have klolim shiuchalamad behem that you can live by, healthy klolim. But that which you are holding by. and you're working on lo yazov, strong consistency. But beyond that, don't think about it. Don't get obsessed with it. You just make these small improvements and you move forward and you hold on and you do the right thing and not all the time obsessing over it. You see, like the people that they have diets and they spend most of their lives reading labels, like taking off their glasses. You know, that's a sign of a baldictic. You know what I'm talking about. They always take off their glasses and they look like at every single ingredient in the package and everything in the food. And it's to live like that with a magnifying glass. And like used to have, you got the lulav gazers, you know, I want to, spend days of the most precious days of the year, days of Elul and Tishrei, whatever, standing around looking for, and I'm not talking about, the briskerov or something. You're not the chazanish, you're not the briskerov. Just take a kosher lulav and go home and bench lulav b'simcha. Instead of standing around there if you would use that time for learning Torah and preparing for yontif, it would be gevaldik yontif. Instead you spend, have these guys, they stand around because they saw that, and they're imitating that. And they didn't even necessarily learn all the halachas. And even if they learned some of the halachas, they don't even know what they're looking at. That lulav's upside down. And they're standing there looking at the lulav. And not against hidden mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. A hidden mitzvah. But again, seichel, common sense, seichel b'kedusha. You could spend that time. Years ago, when we had this kollel in the afternoon, there was a guy there, was a brisker, and he was telling me with such pride that he spends every night, he can't find the kosher lulav in the whole Queens. He couldn't find it. He went to Brooklyn. He's looking for kosher lulav. I said, it's the bittul Torah. I never heard such bittul Torah. That's what you do every night of the week. You're going around to 100 places in Flatbush and Borough Park, and you're looking for a lulav. You can't find the kosher lulav. And then instead of that, you could have been learning every night for hours and hours. You're running around looking for a lulav. Go look an hour or two, find the kosher lulav, and you'd be besimcha. And then you could, this guy, then during Sukkot, he's also looking at everybody else's lulav, you know that? And then they have this thing that's a very frum thing. If you really want to be very, very frum, then you ask the guy after davening, could I use your lulav? You know, it's a very frum thing to do. Would you mind if I also bench on your, not the bracha, would you mind if I shock your lulav? That's a very frum thing to do. Could I use your lulav? They don't do that with tefillin. It's interesting. That takes a little bit too much time, you understand? Putting on the tefillin, taking off. Could I use your tefillin? I never heard that. Would you mind if I use your tefillin? I never heard that. But when it comes to lulav, would you mind if I shock your lulav? It's a frum thing to shock a lulav, to have extra tekiyas. All of these things that mostly has to do with dinim and dikdukim and hakpadas, personalities that are not healthy. And it's a very, very dangerous thing to play into. Everything should be, in a way, below yoyisim yidai, normal, healthy. And besimcha. Eli yikvil atzma klolim shiyuch alamad behem v'oysen lo yazav. V'meiv lakach liyasik is mashav to bezeh rak yabri ba'asei toiv. Just to do more good things. The ikku is asei toiv. Da'ayinu b'machshavus kedoshis b'achiloso. Because they have machshavus of kedush, like we were learning earlier in the Maimer. Machshavus of kedush when you're eating. And not to have so many big dikdukim when it comes to precious. Again, improvements, zo, a little bit. So even the positive things that we were talking about with the Nitzaitis, and not too much. Let's take a look at footnote Nun Ches on page Lamites. It gets very tricky. On the one hand, we're learning that you shouldn't demand too much of yourself, because that could break you. On the other hand, all of us are learning in a million svarim that you have to be meisa nefesh and avos Hashem, meisa nefesh, mesiras nefesh. Rak aydei shemisamitz misagei b'zgabe yuchalat zliach. All the svarim that we read tell us that you have to You have to push and you have to be misyageya with misyus nefesh, to be misgaber, and you be misdechimar mechazal. You got to matzasa tamid. Only if you work hard, then you should believe in what you did, that it's real. So it's very, very tricky. Because only a person that's working in his life and trying hard to improve has simcha and sipuk. Simcha comes from hard work and mesivus nefesh. And being misgaber, being strong, and being in control of your life, that brings simcha. Who's zesh yesh simcha v'sipuk? B'sav shodavar. V'ilu zesh lo misamech, but the person who's lazy and doesn't try hard in his avodas Hashem, is not ma'aseh nefesh, when that's of an oifel mekol kaishi, and every time there's some difficulty, ain lo sipuk la, that person has no sipuk in his life. So you have to be very careful. One has to live a life of mesivus nefesh, and effort, and always moving forward. We're only talking about, however, that it has to be done with seichel, and slowly, but certainly a life of mesivus nefesh. We were created to work hard. All the psukim that we always see in this farm about working hard. Certainly, the more effort one person puts into his avodas Hashem, the better it is, and the better he'll feel. It's the same when it comes to self-control over what you eat and so on and so forth. And nowadays, people, you know, they're watching the news and to have self-control, all of these things. There's always a sipuk and a simcha that comes with controlling yourself and working hard. However, there are certain things that a person is ma'aseh nefesh for, and the Baruch Hu is not telling you that you have to be ma'aseh nefesh for those things. Lefi matzavo, according to your matzav, that ma'aseh nefesh is simply misplaced. That's not something you should be ma'aseh nefesh for right now. And there are other things in your life that you should be ma'aseh nefesh. You should be kashrig on ma'aseh nefesh not to do things that are aser. When it comes to Lashon Hara, when it comes to looking at things that are also, whatever it is, there's Mesiris Nefesh with every ounce of strength that you have. But when it comes to things that are mutter, and Mesiris Nefesh, and making an effort, you have to be careful. It's not shaykhti with that time, or just a little bit. When it comes to things that are mutter, and you're pushing yourself too much, and you're not ready for that, that's where you could have a big mapala. When it comes to things that are also, you have to fight ad hamavis with things that are forbidden. But with things that are permitted, and you're working on Kedusha, that you have to be very careful. So how do you know? When is this a difficulty that I should be experiencing because it's good for me? And when is this some difficulty that's bad for me that I should not be working at? The answer is, the soul of a person in Pnimius has tremendous simcha with a life of his gabrus, of hard work, and being misgaber. Even though sometimes you don't, this is something that you don't realize, it's something which is covered, it's hidden. You have to see and look in yourself if you're feeling a simcha and a certain ni'imus, a pleasantness, a happiness, with this madrega of his garbus that you're Isaac in now. It's making you feel besimcha. Could be a ben on the chavero, that you have a certain project, that you're helping some people, whether you're helping some person, whatever it might be. And you'll feel that it brings you a ne'imus and a simcha in your life. That's a sign that it's good for you and that it's something that works for you. But let's say you want to have a orchem on Shabbos, but you're annoyed and you're trying, you don't have to have it. Anyway, most of the Achnas Zorchim these days is not such Achnas Zorchim. So it's mostly socializing. So you have to be careful with these things to know whether you feel a ni'imus, a pleasantness, and a simcha with this. If it gives you a feeling of sipuk, of satisfaction, and a simcha, and you feel a certain aliyah and kedusha, fine. Or you feel that no, it's making me more nervous. It's making me short tempered, angry, bitter. They're extinguishing the light of my soul. Instead of igniting my soul, this is something I took upon myself, and it's extinguishing this extra learning that I took upon myself. It should be, when it's working, I feel great, I feel excited, I feel simcha, because you work hard, it makes you. But instead, I feel like it's just, and it's very subtle. Again, it could be you think it's something else. It could be that. And it's causing you to, it's extinguishing the light of your soul. Umagish etzef, sadness, choshech pnimi. Larak koshi, this is a very important note. Not just that it's hard, ela kvedus nafshes. It causes you to feel like a heaviness. Kvedus nafshes. Umagish benafshe, shenafshe nichmes, he feels it's extinguished. There's no tanik, no pleasure. Elohu oise rak hu chayv. He just does this because he thinks that he's chayv. Vain lo rotsin is a klal. He has no rotsin to do this at all. He's just doing it because he feels like he has to do it. I feel the yuso. As yedish is a davar she ain't a rotsin Hashem mitzvah from that. You should know that Hashem does not want that from you at that time in your life. Again, we're talking about things that are only heter, not iser. Hashem does not want that from you. Vain ze el atzis hayetzus shemayetzus is just coming from the yetzahara. Lakachas al atzim was hakoshi is just to get you worked up and depressed and so on. Because odem is gar mokim shalatzorach. As the Bahamish of Megila Matzav, She'en Lo Bechlal Cheshek Lasek Bachila. What happens is that if you're doing this in Achila or something else, then in the end you just give up your whole avoda of Kedushas Achila, and you just then you just abandon yourself to your old habits of eating and fasting. You drop the whole thing. Kashu Ha'Oichel Yeshet Chushas Kvedus Pnimis Urak Mechakish Etigom Ekvar Achila. You just become anxious. You don't enjoy eating anymore, and so on. And if you feel this way, it's clear that it's just an eitzef me. It's how you should run away from it. Even though it's very hard to get this 100% right, it is very hard to get this 100% right. Still, each person should try to use his common sense to understand himself and to be aware of himself and to do things in a healthy and normal way. Okay, let's go down.